the riches, the supply, and the word. God's desire is that we who have been redeemed, saved, washed by the blood and regenerated by the Spirit, and have received the life and nature of God should live Christ. It is not adequate simply to improve our behavior or the standard of our living. In a way that is very experiential and practical, we need to live Christ. The all-inclusive and extensive Christ. In order to live Christ, we must realize who Christ is and what Christ is. From the book of Colossians, we have seen that Christ is not only all-inclusive, but also extensive. He is both the mystery of God and the mystery of God's economy. Christ is God, man, and the reality of every positive thing in the universe. This, of course, is not pantheism. It is to testify according to Colossians chapter 2, verses 16 and 17, that Christ is the body, the reality of all positive things. In Colossians chapter 2, verses 16 and 17, Paul says, "Let no one therefore judge you in eating and in drinking, or in respect of a feast, or of a new moon, or of Sabbaths, which are a shadow of things to come, but the body is of Christ." According to the principle set forth in these verses, Christ is the real holiday, or holy day. As our holiday, Christ is our rest, joy, and enjoyment. With Christ, every day is a holiday. Without Him, every day is miserable. Even during difficult times, we may experience a true holiday if we have Christ as our joy, enjoyment, and rest. Christ is also our new moon. Again and again, we all need a new start, a new beginning, as signified by a new moon. Christ is such a new moon to us. Every day in our contact with Him, we may experience a new moon, a new start. According to these verses from Colossians, Christ is also our eating, drinking, and feast. Words cannot exhaust what Christ is in His extensiveness and all-inclusiveness. Although Christ is so extensive and all-inclusive, He is our enjoyment and experience, and we can live Him. Our life and life supply. Christ is our Redeemer and Savior. He is God incarnate, and He lived on earth as a man for 33.5 years. Then He died on the cross, shedding His blood to cleanse us from our sins. Now He is our Savior in resurrection. Although we emphatically believe that Christ is our Redeemer and Savior and have experienced Him as such, we have come to realize that Christ is also our life. On the one hand, as life He has been supplied once for all. On the other hand, He is supplied to us continually as life. Life requires a continual supply. If we have life but lack the means to maintain it, we shall die. Breathing, for example, is a necessary matter of life. As such, it must go on continually. Although we may graduate from school, we cannot graduate from breathing and remain alive. Graduation from the matters of life can only mean death. We praise the Lord that Christ is our Redeemer, Savior, and also our life and life supply. The Holy Bible and the Holy Spirit. Living Christ has much to do with the riches of Christ realized in the bountiful supply of the Spirit, and the bountiful supply of the Spirit embodied in the rich Word of God. Not only is the Bible God's Word, it is also His speaking, even His breathing. In 2 Timothy chapter 3 verse 16, Paul says that all Scripture is God-breathed. By God's speaking, by His breathing, many wonderful things are revealed. If we did not have language, there would be no way for God to speak to us. As the speaking God, He speaks to us through our human language. Language was given to man as a preparation for God's speaking. We praise the Lord that as Christians, we have both the Holy Bible in our hands and the Holy Spirit in our spirit and heart. Now we need to consider what the Holy Spirit is and also what the Holy Bible is. The Triune God reaching us. Although it is true to say that the Holy Spirit is the third of the Godhead, this understanding is not adequate. It is very important to see that the Father and the Son are fully realized in the Spirit as the third of the Godhead. This means that we cannot separate the Holy Spirit from the Son or the Father. The three of the Godhead not only coexist, but they also cohere. Hence, among the Father, Son, and the Spirit, there are both coexistence and coherence. God is triune, He is three-one. Coexistence means to exist together at the same time. Coherence is much more difficult to define or understand. Applied to the Triune God, This term means that the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit exist in one another. The Bible reveals clearly that when the Son came, the Father came with him. Likewise, when the Spirit comes, he comes with the Son and the Father. Furthermore, when the Son came, the Father came with the Son not in an outward way, but inwardly, subjectively, within the Son. Regarding the relationship between the Father and the Son, and between the Son and the Spirit, the Gospel of John uses a particular Greek preposition, a preposition which can be translated from with. The Son came not only from the Father, but even from with the Father. He came from the Father and also with him. This indicates that when the Son came, the Father came also. The Father came in the Son. Therefore the Lord could say, "He who has seen me has seen the Father." He could also testify, "I am in the Father, and the Father is in me." On the one hand, the Father and the Son are two, on the other hand, they are one. Because the Father came not only with the Son but also in him, the Son, the Lord Jesus, could say, "The words which I speak to you I do not speak from myself, but the Father who abides in me, he does his works." Furthermore, according to the Bible, if we have the Son, we have the Father also. Because the Father is with the Son, and even in him, we receive the Father when we receive the Son. Moreover, when the Spirit comes, he comes with both the Son and the Father. Therefore, to have the Spirit is to have the Son and the Father. The Holy Spirit is the ultimate and consummate reaching of the triune God to us. Do not think that when the Holy Spirit reaches you, only he, the third of the Godhead, comes, and that the Father and the Son remain in heaven. According to the Scriptures, when the Holy Spirit comes, the Son comes with him and in him. The Father also comes with the Son and the Spirit. This means that when the Holy Spirit comes to us, the entire triune God comes. According to the Bible, we may say that the Father is the source, the Son is the course, and the Spirit is the flow. How marvelous that the Holy Spirit is the consummate reaching of the triune God to you and me. Indwelt by the Spirit. As those who believe in Christ, we may have the full assurance that the Holy Spirit dwells within us. According to the Bible, when we believed in the Lord Jesus, called on his name, and received him as our Savior, the Holy Spirit entered into us. From that time onward, we have been indwelt by the Spirit. The Word and the Spirit. In the New Testament, we see that the Spirit and the Word are one. The Lord Jesus said, "The words which I have spoken unto you are spirit and are life." We should not separate the Holy Spirit, whom we have within us, from the Holy Word, which we have in our hands. These two are one divine reality. Apart from the Holy Spirit, the Bible is empty, altogether without reality. The reality of the Bible is the Holy Spirit. However, if we did not have the Bible, we would not have the embodiment of the Holy Spirit. Apart from the Word, there is no embodiment of the Spirit. On the one hand, the Bible is the embodiment of the Spirit. On the other hand, the Spirit is the reality of the Bible. We should never separate the two. We thank the Lord for two wonderful gifts, the Holy Spirit within and the Holy Bible without. We have seen that the Holy Spirit is the triune God, reaching us in a consummate way. When the Holy Spirit reaches us, the triune God is with us. The Spirit, however, is abstract and mysterious. Hence, it is important to see that the Spirit is embodied in the Word. Now, if we would live Christ, we need to experience the Spirit within and enjoy the Word without. In our experience, the Spirit and the Word must be one. Whenever we read the Bible, we should also pray. This is to pray, read the Word. By pray reading, we exercise our spirit to contact the Holy Spirit. In this way, we combine the Holy Spirit with the Holy Bible. As a result, in our experience, the Spirit and the Word are one enjoyment, and this enjoyment is the triune God. The fullness, the riches, the supply, and the Word. Four basic verses in the New Testament are Colossians chapter 2, verse 9, Ephesians chapter 3, verse 8, Philippians chapter 1, verse 19, and Colossians chapter 3, verse 16. In these verses, we have four strategic terms. First, in Colossians chapter 2, verse 9, we see that the fullness of the Godhead dwells in Christ bodily. Here, the crucial term is fullness. Second, in Ephesians chapter 3, verse 8, Paul says that he preaches the unsearchable riches of Christ as the gospel. Paul's gospel was the riches of Christ. The crucial matter here is the riches of Christ. Third, in Philippians chapter 1, verse 19, Paul speaks of the bountiful supply of the Spirit of Jesus Christ. Fourth, Colossians chapter 3, verse 16, tells us that the Word of Christ should dwell in us, inhabit us, richly. For the Word of Christ to dwell in us richly means that it inhabits us in its riches, and also in a rich way. Therefore, in these four verses we have the fullness, the riches, the bountiful supply, and the Word dwelling in us richly. The fullness is related to the Godhead, the riches are related to Christ, the bountiful supply is related to the Spirit, and the Word of Christ indwelling us richly is related to the Word. In brief, we have the Godhead, Christ, the Spirit, and the Word. I strongly recommend that at the first opportunity you pray read these four verses, enjoying the fullness of the Godhead, the riches of Christ, the bountiful supply of the Spirit, and the Word of Christ inhabiting you richly. The fullness, the riches, the bountiful supply, and the Word are mutually related. The fullness of the Godhead is actually the riches of Christ, and the riches of Christ are the bountiful supply of the Spirit. With the Godhead there is the fullness, with Christ, the fullness becomes the unsearchable riches, and with the Spirit, the riches become the bountiful supply. Furthermore, this bountiful supply of the Spirit is embodied in the Word. When the Word of God inhabits us with the bountiful supply of the Spirit of Jesus Christ, it truly inhabits us richly. Permeated with the triune God to live Christ. If we would live Christ, we need to read the Word and pray, read it in such a way that we partake of the fullness of God, the riches of Christ, and the bountiful supply of the Spirit. Oh, we need to be immersed in and saturated with the fullness of the Godhead, the riches of Christ, and the bountiful supply of the Spirit. Then, having been permeated with the triune God, we shall live Christ. Living Christ is not a matter of making up our mind to have a change in our way of living. We should not say, "Now I have learned what it means to live Christ. I make up my mind to live Him, and I pray that God will help me do this. Oh God, help me to live Christ." This way does not work. If you pray like this, you will find that immediately after praying, you will continue to live yourself. The way to live Christ is to first be permeated by Him with all His riches. Again and again we have pointed out that these riches are in the Spirit and in the Word. The antenna and the ground wire. We may liken the bountiful supply of the Spirit to electricity, which reaches us by means of an antenna and a ground wire. The Spirit Himself is like the antenna, and the Bible is like the ground wire. When we have both the antenna and the ground wire, both the Spirit and the Word, functioning together, we receive the bountiful supply of the Spirit as the heavenly electricity. Our experience testifies of this. When we exercise our spirit to pray, read a verse, we have the sense within of being supplied, refreshed, enlightened, watered, nourished, comforted, and strengthened. This is the enjoyment of the divine electricity. Use the antenna and the ground wire, the Spirit and the Word, and you will receive this bountiful supply. Praise the Lord for showing us the way to live Christ. The way is to enjoy the triune God by reading and pray, reading the Word. When we touch the bountiful supply of the Spirit, we shall live a life that expresses Christ, a life which actually is Christ Himself. This reading is entitled The Riches, the Supply, and the Word, and is compiled from Life Study of Philippians by Witness Lee, published by Living Stream Ministry. Life Study of Philippians is available for purchase as an ebook in your favorite ebook store. It is also available as an audiobook on audible.com and on Apple Books, and in print from livingstream.com.